bad information from the Honolulu Police Department. That's the subject of today's reality check. Honolulu Civil Beat reporter Anita Hofschneider is on the line today. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so you and a couple of your colleagues there at Civil Beat started looking into some of their records, HPD records.
Yes. So as I'm sure everybody is aware, you know, the killing of George Floyd, black man in Minneapolis by a police officer has just sparked all sorts of protests nationally, including here in Hawaii. And so after that, we were looking at our own coverage and thinking, what should we be covering about what's happening here in Hawaii? And, you know, over the years, my colleagues, both Yuhyun and Nick, have been our criminal justice reporters, and they've written about different police shootings when they've happened, as well as done some investigative work and written about different wrongful death settlements. But we thought, well, why don't we just do a story that writes about how many people have died in Honolulu over the past 10 years? But that was actually a lot harder than we thought it would be.
And in what way?
Well, so the first thing I did was I decided to pull the use of force report. And so every year, HPD publishes these use of force reports, which are public records. They're not on their website, but you can ask for them. And they talk about all the different ways in which officers use force. So this can range from, you know, using pepper spray to using a baton to a physical confrontation that's just a general confrontation to actually killing someone. So it's really across the map. And so there are no names in this report in terms of the people killed, but they just have a number and a table near the end that says, you know, 3 examples of lethal force that year or 0. And so I thought, hey, I'll just pull these reports, which we had from 2010 to 2018, and count up the number. But in the process of this, I was working with Yuhyun, and she noticed, oh, my gosh, there are several years in which it says there are 0 deaths. But in fact, we know of other deaths because there were lawsuits, they were publicized in other ways, and, you know, it just wasn't adding up. And so we ended up going through media reports and also reaching out to the prosecutor's office and getting more information about how many people actually died in those years. And so we found that since 2010, Honolulu police officers have killed at least 29 people, and that's 11 more cases than the department has reported in these use of force reports.
I found that really surprising, and also surprising that they didn't just list the names on those reports.
Yeah, that's part that we still haven't quite figured out. You know, the names of the officers are kept secret, and we've written a lot about that. And the department has said their policy is not to release these officers' names unless they've been arrested, and there hasn't been any arrests in recent history. But in terms of the names of the deceased, you know, we were actually asking about that. And when HPD didn't give it to us, we thought, well, I guess we just have to search through media reports. But we found a lot more names of people who died than were listed in these official reports. And the significance of it is that these use of force reports are used to help inform police training. So every year, you know, the people who are conducting police training can look at them and see how cops used force, and that can kind of guide what they teach. But in fact, it looks like every year they've been looking at problematic reports. And that was one thing that we were surprised Chief Ballard acknowledged. She did say that she had looked at the reports and she was, you know, she recognized that they were inaccurate. And so they will be delaying the release of the 2019 report and ensuring that it will be accurate. That's what she said.
Yeah, I mean, that's very telling that we don't have good information. We've got poor record keeping.
Definitely. And, you know, it's really important because, you know, we're looking at these and these are just numbers. But, you know, every person who died was somebody who had a story. And so in some cases, you know, we didn't do an analysis about whether or not these were justified or unjustified. We just looked at, you know, how much, you know, how many happened. But it's hard to, right now in this moment when policymakers are thinking about what kind of reform should they be adopting and you know, in what ways as our Honolulu police using force, it's hard to, you know, even make decisions about that and figure out what's justified and unjustified if you don't even know how many people were killed.
Right. We need good information. We need the facts.
Yes, definitely. And, you know, that's something we hope to continue to dig for, but we were surprised that it was this difficult to find this information that when we talked to experts and nationally and other places, they were saying, you know, if you have only 6, 7, 8, you know, the most of the deaths in any one year was 8. you know, they were saying, you know, that shouldn't be that hard to keep track of.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Anita.
Thank you for having me.
That was reporter Anita Hofschneider with today's Reality Check. To read the stories around policing issues, visit civilbeat.org.